I dearly love gospel music. However, I must say I came up very, very Catholic. Very Catholic.
Uh-huh. But even in New Orleans, some of the Catholic churches, there's some gospel piano. Not in your case.
Not in my time. We were still doing it in Latin, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dominus Rebisco and the whole bit.
Okay.
But I must say that after we got through with the extreme mask and mass and all of the things that went with the Kyrie Eleisons and the Confidius, on the way home from church, I'd stop around by Reverend Rapfield Church, and they were swinging.
There you go. That was the Baptist church.
And
right?
I'd sit out on the steps, and I'd hear Sister Rosa and them, and they're just passing out and having a wonderful time.
Right.
Screaming and hollering. Then they'd carry someone out like they were dead. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what that was all about, but
right.
It must have been. I said, whatever just happened there, I want some of that.
There you go. There you go.
So the gospel thing has always been wonderful because the subject is so right, you know?
Right.
God gave all of the Baptist players something very, very special.
Now, I wanted to ask you about another song. This, I think, is your most extended piano solo on the album, and it's a song that's known more as a vocal song, Jelly Roll Morton's Whinin' Boy. And I was wondering if you could play a little bit of that, and do you care to sing any of it? Do you know the words, or do you just approach it as a pianistic piece?
I approach it as a pianistic piece.
Pianistic piece, what I said, huh? Okay.
I don't use such words.
Okay, all right, okay. I wanted to ask you about the jazz scene in New Orleans. At the time, you were producing a lot of R&B records in the late 50s and early 60s. A lot of your A-team session people, such as Nat Parolet, Red yes. Tyler, Chuck yes. Beatty, they were great playing R&B, but their passion was modern jazz. And did you ever play that with them? Did you have much of an interest in that yourself?
A bit, yes. I made several gigs back at a place called JT's Jaws Tavern in Greytown, back in Greytown, in Carrollton, for some of you who don't know about Greytown.
Yes.
But yes, I did play some of that, but I must say it always had the other flair in it. Red Tyler, I think he found that to be an asset that I thought...
grounded a little bit, maybe?
I didn't think it was up to... the standard of what we were doing, but because it was so different, and I would throw in some fess or anything like that. In
right,
the
right.
But Red Tyler found it to be a pleasure, and it made me feel much better that I could incorporate the music that I had been playing with things that they were playing by Miles Davis and
right.
the likes, Clifford Brown and all that. So we played those wonderful songs, and they played them with all the bravado that goes with it.
Right.
And I was playing it with all of the bravado that goes with Fats Domino or something.
Right.
You know? So well, we had a happy marriage, you know.
Yes. There you go. And this sort of brings us to the point, and I think you would agree with this, but the idea of categorizing music and trying to put music in a box with rigid identifications just doesn't work. There's a lot of overlap between the labels.
Well, it turns out to be that way. I must say that when I first began to play the piano as a little guy, and I was so excited about it, and everything I heard, I thought, well, everyone know that except me, so I had better get started.
Right.
Because I didn't know there were specialists, some who played this, and they didn't play that, and some who played
right.
that, and not the other. So I used to try and play everything that I ever heard, classics, a lot of hillbilly music with the...
Right.
You know, when I hear the rolling pianos,
right.
I thought, well, everyone must know this except me, so I had better get started.
Uh-huh.
But I did find out much later that you won't be learning everything. So they do. There are such things as specialists, because sometimes you'd like to know, if I'm going to see a certain person, I'd like to know what I'm in store for.
Right.
You know, whether I'm going to see Bernstein or Bo Diddley, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
there's got to be some middle ground.
To a degree, there's some specialized things going on.